This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, April 19th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
A member of the British Parliament is pressing for Spinraza to be available in England. This is because of the deteriorating health of a child with SMA. The government-funded National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, or NICE, is currently reviewing the medicine. They will decide if Spinraza will be added to the National Health Services System, or the NHS. NICE's appraisal committee reviewed a submission from Biogen on March 6th. A favorable NICE recommendation would mean inclusion of the treatment in the public health program of England and Wales. The treatment, known generically as nusinersen, is the only approved therapy for nearly all types of SMA in several countries. These include the United States, across the European Union, Australia, Brazil, Japan, Switzerland, South Korea, Canada, and Chile. Although it is part of the UK, Scotland has its own NHS system. They're covering Spinraza injections at low or no cost for all of their Spinraza patients starting in April. The Scottish Medicines Consortium approved Spinraza last year for use by children in Scotland with SMA type 1. Still, regulatory approval for use does not necessarily mean coverage under a respective country's public health system. Last August, NICE recommended against Spinraza. They said in terms of quality-adjusted life years gained, it's too high to be considered cost-effective. And cost is an issue. In the US, it's $750,000 for the first year and $350,000 every year after. Now, the SMA patient surrounding the controversy in England is 10-year-old Heidi Prescott. She was losing the ability to walk and spends most of her time in a wheelchair. In Parliament, the Prime Minister was told by an MP that there was a treatment to help Heidi. It was Spinraza, and it would slow down her deterioration and prolong her life. The MP said that Spinraza is now available in Scotland, so why not here for Heidi and for other children in England with SMA? In response, Prime Minister Theresa May said she was pleased that Biogen had submitted a revised submission for NICE to consider. NICE was established in 1999. It was to reduce variation in access to care and treatment across the NHS. Since then, it has expanded into the promotion of good health, ill health prevention, and social care services. SMA affects up to 1 in 10,000 people. It's caused by a mutation in the gene SMN1. In a healthy person, this gene makes a protein called the SMN protein, which is critical to the function of nerves that control muscles. Without an adequate level of SMN protein, motor neurons in the spinal cord are lost, and this prevents muscles from getting brain signals. SMN2 is a closely related gene, but does not produce sufficient functional SMN protein on its own. Spinraza targets this SMN2 gene, and it's been shown to enhance production of a full-length SMN protein.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Editor Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, April 16th, 2019. On Tuesday, April 2nd, I embarked on a noble quest. At one point, I thought I would need to summon the power of all 6 Infinity Stones to accomplish my goal. My mission was to obtain 2 tickets for the opening night of Avengers Endgame, and I was successful. As soon as I received the email confirmation, I texted one of my best friends, Will, to let him know that we were good to go. While many other people in my age group are getting married, having kids, and moving to new cities, I'm just ecstatic to know that I'll be in my favorite movie theater in a few weeks, watching the epic conclusion of the Thanos saga play out. Now, some people may laugh at the notion that seeing the next big superhero movie on opening night is the thing I'm most excited about right now, but consider it from my perspective. Like most people, I have an innate desire for escapism and adventure. As someone with SMA, I would say that I crave these things a little more than the average person. Many of us with disabilities have an intense passion for various forms of storytelling, as the movies and books we consume provide us with respite from the physical struggles, fatigue, and accessibility issues that we face on a daily basis. Though I believe that people with disabilities are capable of experiencing life just like everyone else, I also recognize that some things are outside of our reach. As such, I've learned to develop alternative solutions to the things that SMA prevents me from doing. Traveling. I've written about my love of travel many times in the past. I enjoy taking trips around the country, especially if it involves Comic-Cons or Disney World. Though traveling as a person with SMA has resulted in plenty of chaotic experiences, and even when things do go smoothly, I still have to plan months in advance for an out-of-state trip to make sure that a caregiver can accompany me and that I have an accessible hotel room. That said, the idea of international travel is a little headache-inducing. Yet while out-of-state and international vacations do present multiple obstacles for me, I can take shorter road trips with little to no difficulty. Whether it's a day trip with friends to a different part of North Carolina or an out-of-town Comic-Con, I get a huge thrill out of these mini-adventures. Movies, books, and other media. When I was in fifth grade, I was unable to attend my class field trip because of how inaccessible it was. The trip consisted of camping, fishing, and other outdoor activities in an area that I was unable to navigate. As an alternative, my mom took me shopping for action figures and to see Star Wars Episode III: Revenge of the Sith on opening weekend. While all of my friends were having fun outdoors, I was fully content watching a vengeful Anakin Skywalker whack a bunch of Jedi kids and give birth to the Galactic Empire. Movies, books, music, comedy, and TV shows compensate for many of the things I'm unable to do physically. My muscles may not function properly, but my imagination works perfectly well. Transportation. It took me a while to realize this, but my inability to drive a car is actually a blessing in disguise. Since I'm unable to hop in a vehicle and drive myself to wherever I want to go, I rely on friends and family to give me rides. This may seem like a hindrance, but it's resulted in many memorable trips to movie theaters, restaurants, bars, Comic-Cons, college events, friends' apartments, and parties. I've lost count of how many friends have driven me in my archaic minivan since I was in college, and a unique kind of bonding occurs on these car rides. Whether it's someone driving me for a day trip or just taking me to a physical therapy appointment, I like to have quality conversations with whoever is chauffeuring me. Car rides have resulted in discussions about life, dreams, spirituality, cartoons, comic books, fart jokes, the DC Cinematic Universe, and many other important topics. These discussions would never have been possible if I could simply drive myself. Living with SMA presents me with plenty of challenges and obstacles, but for the most part, I'm able to utilize my resources and find alternative solutions to the things I can't do. Granted, I have yet to figure out a way to modify my wheelchair to function like a Batmobile and use it to go spelunking. I guess I'll have to wait and see what the future holds for this kind of technology. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Editor for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multi-Channel Content Director.